Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, thank you for joining us here at Alternative Talk Radio. You've been listening to a good friend of mine, Kenny Neal, and a song called Hope from his CD, Rain. And I just want to say that Kenny's father, who has crossed over, was also a great musician, and he's known for wonderful songs such as Everybody's Talking at Me. And we wanted to give him a shout-out because, as we've learned from Adela, listening to her on these shows, they can hear us out there, even though they've crossed to the other side. So, Fred, we want to acknowledge you and hope you're continuing on with your wonderful musical journey. And thank you, Kenny, so much for your wonderful music that you shared with us. We want to thank you all, to our family of listeners, for all your wonderful emails, and we'll address each and every one of them as quickly as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter at Alternative Talk to be notified of our upcoming shows. And of course, you can get a wonderful reading by going to Adela's website at adelalevine.com. That's A-D-E-L-A-L-A-V-I-N-E. And so we're going to go ahead and get started and bring Adela to the show. Hey, Adela.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, sweetie. You've had a very busy last couple of weeks, I know. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here in the studio. And we're just feeling so blessed to have you. And all of us are so excited once again to watch you and spirit at work and see the messages flow through that help so many people. You're just so amazing with your gift. And we're going to get to as many of you as we can in this hour, but just know that there's always going to be something in it for everyone, and every show can be life-changing for us all. We see it over and over again. We're just so happy to have you. And so I would love to have our listeners hear about what has been in store for you with television and your appearances.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, as you know, this past weekend I was in Utah, and I did readings there at the Crone's Hollow, and it's a great location. They have some of their own readers, but it's also a metaphysical store for people to get things they need. And it was a lot of readings, but but I was happy to get to as much people as I could. And I have what I have coming up is I had a past appearance on Basketball Wise, and that is online, I believe, on episode 5, but I have appearance on Wife Swap, believe it or not, and it's actually one of the, well, I guess I'm not supposed to say exactly what happens, but if you watch it, it'll be appearing in April. I don't know the date yet, and I have I'm developing a show kind of based on this, and that's as much as they'll let me say.
Oh, oh boy, I can imagine it's going to be just great. And so what we would like to do tonight is we're going to be taking on these readers. And you had told us about your experiences when you were in Utah with all the readings you get, that you had a big influx of readings having to do with suicide. And I think we're going to address that a little bit tonight.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's a subject that I like to talk about because it's a very common question. And in the gallery read that I did, which was a group about 25, and as we talked before, I like to keep my gallery reads very small, so every person in the gallery can get a reading, and there was quite a few just in that small group, and then other private readings of suicides. And what I like people to know is that if someone does take their life, what I've been shown numerous times, and I've even had it confirmed by someone who didn't know this at all and had a dream about somebody who took their life and kind of said the same thing I'm saying, so it helped confirm when I first saw this, is that people who take their life go to what's like a rehab. So they're not going to somewhere negative, and other times on another level, people want to make sure people who take their lives aren't, you know, forgetting about them and off, like, you know, skipping through the fields and just don't feel the pain they've caused the family. And they do feel it, so, and that's part of the healing process, that they need to feel everything they've caused. It's kind of like standing on stage and allowing all of that to rush at them so they can face what they've done. And they don't get it to escape there are things they had a hard time in life. And, of course, there's a lot of gentleness to it because people have all kinds of reasons. They're not clear in the mind, or they're tortured, or there's all kinds of gamuts. But really what it's about is that since you cut your life short, you still have to go through life lessons and things. And you need, it's basically healing the spirit. So just like if someone's having a drug problem or something, they need healing. You know, then they consider, like, until you can move on and explore other dimensions and planes, and you need your spirit healed. So they go to, like, a rehab. And sometimes people refuse to go to this rehab, some spirits, and some do. Most do eventually, so they can grow.
So they basically don't escape their pain.
They don't.
They have to go and work things through.
Yes, and that's the biggest thing I hear from spirits on the other side, is that they're really shocked that they still have to face the pain.
There you go.
And I tell people that, and I've had people in readings ask me if I'm depressed and I try to do something like this, and I always tell people, I'm not a doctor, go call, you know, get help. And I give them like a hotline they can call, but I always say, on a spiritual level, you're not going to escape anything, and it's actually got people thinking.
That's very good awareness to have.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a call, if that's all right with you, right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to get tidbits of information on questions that people email us and want to know about in between our readings. And so we'll just do a free flow thing and see how everything goes here. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our first caller from the 408 area code. Just a moment, please.
And we're doing both readings tonight, the intuitive and medium.
That's right. We brought you on the air, so hold tight just a second. You want to explain the difference?
Yeah, just so everybody knows, you have a choice between an intuitive reading, which is basically like a psychic reading, so it's about you, but give me a specific category, since it's this is radio and we need to get to the point, and a medium reading. We'll be talking to those who've passed on, and give me a kind of an area if it's a relative. Just for radio, maybe even just kind of let me know who you're trying to connect to. So those are your choices, either or, so not both.
Okay.
And I need you to speak during the reading. I'll explain that too as we go.
Yeah.
You just go ahead and take the
call. Okay, great. Okay. All right, so 408, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, hi. What kind of reading were you looking to get?
May I get an intuitive reading, please?
And sure. And what area were you looking to cover?
You tell me about my job, future job or prospect, if it includes a new job?
You said a future job prospect?
Yeah, I'm interested if you see any jobs.
Okay, so you're obviously looking for work, right?
I have work, but I'm looking for new work.
New work. Okay, got it. Okay, let me see. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I tell almost everybody at this economy and the way things are. You know, obviously, you know, don't quit your current job. You want to stay safe, and you have money coming in, so that's a good thing. So let me look and see how a way you can, like, kind of move away from that job in a safe way to a different job. For some reason, when I see you, I see, like, administration type of work, or, like you look like someone who's really good at taking care of, like if people, I don't know if it's like an assistant, but it feels like taking care of business and taking care of things. If you're working in retail or something, you're going to not be happy. I don't know why I heard something about being a teacher, but I'm not sure if that's something you would want to do. What is your current job right now?
My current job, I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, okay. And do you want to get out of that?
Yeah, I want to get out of that or something close to it, but something less stressful and more consistent schedule.
Okay, because my feeling is, my feeling is to not get to do anything in that world at all. I actually saw you kind of more like in more like an office setting, so that like kind of I kind of feel like it's good for you to have just like a 9-to-5 type of thing, you know, where you just go and you do your job and you leave it there. It looked more like administration type work. So I don't know if you've ever done that kind of work, but it feels like you'd be really good at it. Because even though that job is stressful, one thing you are good at is handling a lot of things at once and stress. So if you can get a job kind of working in more like an office setting. So my feeling is to just start applying, but look outside your norm. So in other words, don't limit yourself to like what you've only feel like you've done in the past. So in other words, don't look for only a pharmacy job or only even in medical. If you did do a medical job, then I could see like billing and things like that. But I just see you kind of in a very set kind of office job. And
Do you know, like, does it show you when such
you
want to
know when? Okay. So the way it works is this. So if you start applying, and don't stress yourself out about it because you're in the greatest position. You already have a job, so you're not going to be somebody who feels desperate. And people love to hire people who don't feel desperate. So just take your time and apply. And if you take your time and be really picky about what you're applying to, don't feel so anxious to leave. My vision for you, and I know you're not going to like it because it's a little far off, but when I see time, I don't see when it begins. I see you already in the middle of being happy that you have something new. Looks more like October, November. And I know it's a little far off, but it doesn't mean that's when you're going to find out. It doesn't mean when it starts. It means I already see you progressing. You're already doing the job. So that means it could be like you could find out around summer. And when I see time, I see it like you're in the throes of something. They kind of block me from when it starts because I see too much details. So what I would say is like summer might be when you might be finding something out. But the reason why is because you're supposed to take your time. So take your time. Don't rush it because you're in a good place and you're going to be much more appealing as finding something you really love. Because you're not desperate. People can they can feel when somebody's desperate for a job. So don't feel so rushed about it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You'll be a lot happier because your life will be a lot smoother. You just need a regular 9-to-5 job.
Okay, mm-hmm. Tiffany. Does that help you out there?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling so much. Take good care, sweetie. All right. Okay. Yep. There's a lot of calls on the economy.
On the economy, yeah. And just so people know, you don't have to give me so much detail. You can just say the area because it helps if the less detail I know. But, yeah, and about the economy, there's a lot of that. I do a lot of readings with that. But I am, 5 years ago, I was big on, like, pushing people to brand new crazy change, and now I'm really about keeping people safe and making change in a very slow way because the world is crazy right now.
Yeah.
And people, if you have a job, you want to stay safe and move into something new carefully.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
We can grab on to the next caller.
Sure.
All right. We've got somebody in the 313 area code. Just a moment here.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Dawn.
Okay. And what kind of reading are you looking?
Mediumship.
Okay, and what were you looking to talk to, like a relative or a friend?
A relative.
Okay, so on the mediumship, because it's radio and it's very fast, why don't you just tell me what relative so I can just do it faster, otherwise everybody you're related to can start coming in.
My dad.
Okay.
My dad.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is like a few confirmations. So how I do that is I'm going to say something specific, not general, like I miss you and I love you. So he might say some random stuff that you're wondering why, and that's to make sure it's your dad and not some other person popping in.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't know who this is, but we'll find out, okay?
Okay.
So I see a male. When I see him, though, he's showing me he's older, and he's also saying he doesn't show me him, like, a lot older. So I don't know if he's trying to show me him younger because they sometimes like to do that, or if he just didn't die much older because he's showing me him kind of, like, more like in his 60s.
He died 70s.
Okay. Because it's just my interpretation, so it doesn't necessarily mean... We'll keep going, but
a lot of people thought he was younger.
He looked pretty good.
Younger.
Well, that's my feeling was that he looked pretty good and he feels kind of proud about it. So he's kind of showing himself off to me, like I held up pretty good. Besides that, I died. You know, he's got kind of a funny sense of humor, a little bit sarcastic. He's also saying something when he shows me his death. He's saying. He's like, because I asked the question telepathically, was it fast or was it slow? And he says, well, it's kind of in between. So what that means to me is, like, he kind of saw this coming, but he does feel like it progressed faster than he anticipated for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he just, boom, you know. And he felt like he was almost, he's using a baseball reference for some reason, like he's sliding into base. That's how he felt his death was, like he just slowly hit it. And I don't know why he thought that was funny, but he thought that was funny. He's also talking about when he shows me, he's opening up his body and he's showing me his chest, but he's also kind of almost like going down into his stomach area. I don't know what he's trying to do. He's giving me this like kind of burning sensation when he's talking about his illness inside out. What is he talking about? Burning.
Well, he went in to get some valves replaced on his heart. And he had a heart failure, but he had a I don't know if I'm saying that right, like a aorta or something. And, like, they kept on watching it in his stomach.
Okay, yeah, because he's saying it's like, he's like, it felt like a burning. And he's really
busy. He kept on complaining about his stomach.
Yeah, and he's upset because he's saying this could have been prevented, but he knows now that he's passed that eventually he would have died from the other problem. So he's not that upset about it, but he does feel like they screwed up. But he feels like it would have bought him some more time, and he's definitely very independent. So he and he was kind of stubborn. Like if they told him you can't do this and you can't do that, he probably wouldn't have listened very well. So
the bad thing is he when he came out of surgery, he was on life support, and he wasn't coming off of it good, so they ended up putting a trach in him.
Oh, that, but, oh, gosh, okay, I'm so glad I didn't say, because he kept showing me that long pipe that was going from your, I couldn't remember the name, going from your throat down to your stomach, like, you know, where you swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that was
very painful.
He kept on
complaining about his stomach, but he couldn't talk.
Yeah, that's really awful. Yeah, he wants you to know, it. That was probably the worst of it for him, was that feeling of trying to communicate someone and tell them what's going on, and he couldn't. It wasn't actually all the other stuff. And he's also saying something about they just were kind of almost like just treating him like, oh, you're old, and you know what I mean? That's what he felt. Like, they just didn't validate him at all and pay attention to him. And so he's upset about that, but at the same time, he's showing me that there was a lot of these problems would have gotten worse, and I don't know, I guess he's a type that didn't like being sick, so he didn't want all these illnesses. So he's almost like, he's funny. He's like, I'm just kind of light. I'm just kind of glad that the show was over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
All these references like baseball, the show's over, the curtain's closed. Like, he's very
my
like.
My kids are in baseball, and he's real close with his oldest granddaughter who was in baseball, and, you know, a lot revolves around.
Okay, he's like,
you love baseball.
Why do you enter home? Da, da, da. Like, he's like, what more do you need? Like, he's like very excited to talk to you because he feels like he was very active and he's trying to get your attention a lot. So I would pay attention. Like, he does, he's really good with signs, like flicking lights and trying to get you to see things like on the TV at the moment you're thinking about him. Like, he's very good at these things. So I would pay attention, and when it happens, do you ever get a smell, like, in your house that feels like you're smelling them?
You know, I have, like, a shirt with his cologne or something on, but I don't really get no smells. And I always crack up because he passed away in October, and he always was into, like, the paranormal and stuff, so I always
thought... He's good at it.
No,
he's good. Trust me, the way he's communicating with me, he's spot on with me. He's very good at it. Which makes sense that he was into this sort of thing because he was primed for it. Like, he really believed he'd be able to talk to you. So he's a little disappointed, like, that you're not getting his signs. So what I would do,
because I keep on telling him, I say, Dad, you're the one.
Show me a sign.
You give me these signs. I'm not seeing nothing, you know?
Yeah, so what you got to do, now that we've made this connection, it helps open you up. What you do is just talk to him like he's sitting there. And then he'll start giving you about more signs. And then when you see something you're not quite sure, just pretend, until you get used to it. And then it will increase. Like, say, okay, thanks, Dad. You know, or tell him, like, okay, now. And also he's telling me he didn't want to scare you. So he might have been holding back a little bit. And just so everybody knows, family doesn't, they don't want to scare you. So family, they don't do things to scare you. So now we can give him permission to be a little bit more obvious. Yeah, so just talk to him. Just talk to him. He's really cool, like super easy, like at this sort of stuff. So he's ready to go.
Okay.
Oh, that's so great. What a great reading. Oh,
okay,
that's so
thank
great.
You.
Oh, okay, talk
to him. Thank you.
He was awesome.
Oh,
he's really got a good sense of humor. I love it when...
Yeah.
People on the other side still have their humor, and he's very clear because he got how this works, so it's good.
That's great. Okay, blessings to you, and that's a wonderful gift to be able to have that.
Thank you, and thanks for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. We all
you
got
too.
Something Bye-bye. From that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You know, Adela, I wanted to ask you, you know, when I watch you, you were fanning your nose like you were smelling a scent. And so you're trying your best to interpret what they're saying. And so you were picking it up as smelling something in their house. But he was maybe, because he's such a character, too, was trying to talk about maybe that shirt with his cologne.
Oh,
on it,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Because we're doing like a speed reading. That he was good at kind of just throwing out visuals and throwing out words. And so he was like, you know, trying to quickly say about the smell. But it's like a double thing. I feel like he was happy she acknowledged the shirt. But he was trying to say, these are all the signs I can do to you. Mm-hmm. And What happens is if people are having a trouble here, feeling like they're feeling trouble feeling their loved ones, sometimes the family members are scared. They don't want to scare you off. And that's why I really want everyone to know if you have aggressive things happening in your house, it's not your family.
Mm.
So get somebody to clean it out and tell them to get out. Because family doesn't try to scare you. They know if they're scaring you and they'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very often where someone says, oh, I saw my grandmother appear to me and then I got scared and I never saw her again. Yeah, because she doesn't want to scare you anymore. So
nice.
He was trying to jump quickly, give me different things. But, yeah, when I use my hands a lot, it helps me to get the interpretation in, out of what he was saying. But, yeah, he probably would have been. What might have been talking about the shirt for sure.
Yeah.
He's good at it. He
good
was,
enough.
Yeah, he was very excited because he's been waiting. So.
Yeah. Good job, Daddy. That's so great.
Yeah, it makes it easier for me when they're really up for it.
Oh, that's awesome. I know. I keep saying, okay, you show me yourself, but during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
During the day.
And you can do that. You can make your boundaries for them, for sure.
Like,
I get poked, and I say, okay, you can poke, but, you know, not too much. Don't get crazy. I'm poking me, so, but I didn't used to like getting poked, so.
You got a little used to it.
I got used to it, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go on over now to the, have we got the, let's see, I've got a 561 right here. Let's bring you on the air.
Okay.
561, you with us?
Hi.
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 Hi,
what's your name?
Lisa.
Did you say
Lisa? Florida.
Oh, Lisa from Florida. Okay. What kind of type of reading did you want?
Intuitive.
Okay, and on what subject matter?
About work. I've been trying to look for work, but unfortunately,
okay.
2 days ago I had a fall and fractured my arm, so now I feel a little.
Oh gosh! So you hurt. You got an injury on your arm.
Yes.
Is that okay? All right. Okay. So, and you have to get a job, obviously. So you're really in a bad bind right now. That's awful.
Well,
a couple.
I'm living with my niece. I mean,
I'm
not paying any rent, but I'm not living. I'm living with my niece. I'm not paying any rent, but I still need
to,
you know,
make money. Right.
And get that on my own.
Well, if first, a couple of things come to mind that I feel like, or just like a couple of hits that I got is, one, my feeling is that in general, I feel like you need to take care of your health. So this might be a way for you to, I don't know, I know you need to work, but don't worry about getting anything too crazy. So in other words, I kind of feel like this is a sign for you to take some time that you have a place to stay to take care of other things. Because are you having any problem breathing or something? Or do you smoke? I'm not trying to get in your business, but...
No, I don't smoke.
Okay, because I just... but your breathing's okay? Like, you feel like your lungs feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying that is because I would just, like, look out, and sometimes I just get these hits on health randomly, and I've learned to trust it that they may not show up right away, and then I just tell the person and it may show up later, like bronchitis or something. So I kind of feel like that you need to just be really extra careful with your health, and maybe that's why you broke your arm, to slow you down and kind of keep you in one place. But to get money there, I feel you should do like just a job from home, like either online or like a phone job, because I'm just feeling a strong feeling that you're not supposed to push anything so much right now. So my feeling would be like, you know, getting one of those jobs where you can make calls from home, where, you know, you get like a commission or something, you know, like or like they do have now customer service jobs that you can do from home. And this vision I kind of got, do you have access to, like, obviously you have access to a computer, so you can do, like, they have these jobs where you can be doing, like, calls through the computer, like customer care. That would be good for you, because then you can set your own hours and you don't have to stress about getting to work and all that kind of stuff. And then my other feeling is, for some reason, I get the feeling you can get like some kind of assistance, like either disability pay or some social security or something. But that's not that feels less strong to me than you getting a job working from home. So don't go bother and worry about going out there looking for a job, because I kind of get the sense you're supposed to stay off your feet, not just because of your arm, just in general. And then this way it can give you some extra cash, and you can slowly start building, let your arm heal, and then get more of a job out in the world, and you can have this other job at home so that you have these two things, so you're not overdoing it. So in other words, part-time, part-time. Don't worry about having to look for a full-time job. I think it's better for you to have something you can do from home and set your own hours and then do a part-time job out, because I just get the feeling you need a break, because I feel like you've been through a lot.
Yeah, I've been, I won't even...
I can tell. I can feel it. Like, you've been through a lot. And so the universe...
I broke my leg last year.
Oh, my goodness. See what I mean? Like, the universe is trying to bop you on the head to say, slow down. We need you to take a look at everything.
Wow.
So sometimes you get these injuries on purpose to get your attention. That happened to me when I broke my foot. So listen and don't push it. So look for a job that you can do from home. Get some cash in. And then when you heal, then get a part-time job out in the world, and then you'll have enough to get it like a small little place for yourself. And I could see this happening within this year. This year is going to be a much better year. You've had a rough time of it, so. Okay, don't push it.
Yeah, I had a really rough few years.
You can get a job. You can get it. Yeah, I can see that. So I could feel like you can get one of those call jobs like by May. That doesn't mean you'll get it at May. It means like from now to May. So just focus on that kind of job right now. You just need one thing to focus. Don't overdo your brain and stress yourself out. You've had a rough time. Be kind to yourself. Okay?
That's a great message.
Because I go to school, too. I mean, maybe that's why you see that I need a break, because I go to school, too.
Yeah. What are you doing? It's getting crazy. You have all these things going on. You need to know when to compartmentalize everything in your life. You can't take on all this stuff, so you can build back up, okay? So just focus on one job from home. That'll be perfect because you're in school. That's the kind of job you need.
Okay,
you'll get it.
You.
You'll get it. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. All right. So how are we doing with your...
We're doing fine. Just real quick, I just want to make a point on that reading.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you get, you keep getting these physical injuries or getting sick a lot, is the universe trying to get your attention to, you need to maybe relook things in your life and restructure. So take heed, and if you don't, they will find another way. It happens. I remember it happened to me. I watched it happen to a friend of mine, so usually it's a message when you're going, why am I getting all these physical things?
Yeah.
So
the awareness of all that, to try to pay attention to what's going on in your
life. Because something's trying to literally stop you and slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So whenever I feel, and I could feel she had a lot in her life and more than what she could say, and that's what was my hit. So
it took broken bones to
stay. Yeah, like slow down.
Yeah.
Regroup, reset, reboot, and start over.
Right. So the more you pay attention, the less you have to go through.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Oh.
One time I got a message asking me, did I want to learn how to heal? And I've learned how to heal, but it's more spiritual healing. And I said no. And they said, okay. I walked out the door and broke my foot.
Oh.
And they were like, do you want to learn how to heal now? I think I got the message.
Yeah.
I should have listened before I broke my foot.
Howie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
that's
we can
great.
Go forward with
okay.
somebody else.
Great. Well, we've got somebody next in line in the 484 area code. So we're going to bring you on just a moment here.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay. No problem. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, cool. And what kind of reading did you want?
I would like an intuitive reading, please.
Okay, and about what subject?
I am concerned about my love life and about a certain man and whether or not he's going to come forward. And
yep, okay. All right, that's a good one. Okay.
Do you need his name or his initials?
No, I don't need anything. I can see him. So what I'm going to do is I'll describe him to you just a little bit to make sure I'm tapping into the right person.
Okay.
And then I'll go from there, okay?
Good.
So when I see him, I kind of see somebody who he's very much used to having things his own way. Like, I don't know if he's been alone for a long time or something, but he seems a little bit set in his ways. So it's like anything new, kind of, he's super slow to change. I don't see him very good with change. Is he like a self-made man? Like, does he work for himself?
Right now, he's not working at all.
Okay.
He kind of walked off two different jobs, so.
Oh, did he? Okay, because that's kind of my feeling, is that he's someone who doesn't do well working for people.
Okay.
I feel like he's much better when he could do like his own thing. I know it's not probably the smartest way to go about it, but it's the way he's built. So because he's going, and is he just somebody who he just looks like someone that, has he been alone for a long time? Because he just seems like it's very hard for him to adjust to change and people, and he's just like it's his way or the highway kind of thing.
No, he got out of a relationship last February.
Oh, okay. And did what?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? What ended that? Because I get the feeling he's very difficult to bend to other people. You know what I mean? Like he
caught her cheating when he came home.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is he when he's with you, is he very why do I keep getting this hit, because it doesn't go away, so I don't try to change it because I want to try to make it fit, but I just keep getting this hit that he's someone who has a really hard time adjusting to other people's like needs. Like, I don't see him very good with you about, you know, what do you need and considerate or anything like that. It's kind of more about around him, like centering it around his world.
Okay.
Why do I keep seeing that? Do you feel like he's like that with you?
I don't know, because we've been broken up since December, so my concern is with him recently walking off two different jobs since we broke up, you know, and I heard through the grapevine, he's having tremendous financial problems, and also he's having home issues where he's living.
That's what I'm saying. I just have this feeling he's somebody who will not, like, listen to anybody. He won't get any help. He's just very stubborn. So,
stubborn is a very good word.
Well, because that's what I meant by he won't bend. He won't bend to someone else. He's just stubborn, and he's doing everything in his life wrong, but he doesn't care.
Right.
So this is somebody who I would want to warn you about, to be honest, that he might beeline your way, not for the right reasons. So you need to make up your mind if you really want him, because let me tell you, be careful what you wish for, because he may beeline.
I totally agree with everything that you're saying. My concern is, do you feel him getting in touch with me soon, because his life is in the toilet, so to speak?
Yes,
like, is he going to need a is he going to need a roof over his head?
Yes.
Is he going to need help financially?
Yes. Absolutely. Your my feeling is that this is going to happen sooner than later. So I see it happening like around mid-April. It's a matter of weeks that you'll get the first phone call. And be careful, because the first phone call is going to sound, he's going to make it sound like he's just been thinking about you, and it's not going to be very charming, but he's going to be his attempt of charming, because he's not the most charming guy. But
it's his attempt, and then maybe kind of act like he wants to visit you, and I'd be careful because he may not leave.
So you're saying he wants to live here.
He needs
he
a place
me to
stay.
Take care of him.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And it may not happen.
Boy.
I feel like it's a sneaking in kind of thing. Like you're like, okay, that's fine if you want to visit, and the next thing you know, he's staying another day, and so be careful.
Oh.
Yeah. So when he calls, what I would do is I would say, I'd love to visit with you.
Yeah.
How about if we meet at this restaurant or something like that?
So he's not going to be honest with me and say, listen, my relatives are throwing me out or my relatives are fighting with me a lot. I got to get out of there. He's not going
to
be straight
up
front.
Sorry to interrupt you. Not over the phone. He will do it in person because that's how he's going to try and get your sympathy.
Oh.
Like it'll be too late by then. He's there. He's at the restaurant. He's in front of you, and then he drops this down on you. So I would tell him when he calls that you know everything, and then that will be the best way to handle it.
Right, and he'll probably have his bags in his car when he comes and visits me because, you know, can I stay here for a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. So you decide what you want right now because don't wait till you're in the moment because it's going to be really hard for you to resist it.
Because
he's very picky. Yeah.
There we go. That was a good warning.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you. And, you kind of feel it a little bit that you want it because it's flattery that somebody is wanting to be with
you.
But you have to heed the warnings and get enough self-confidence so that you really, really, really heed these warnings.
It's really hard to tell the difference between need and love. So we've all had those issues in our life where somebody needs you so much, but is that the same as love? So if you have a compassionate heart and empathy and all that kind of stuff, like we all have been seeing what's happening in the world and people are in trouble and life is difficult, it's very easy for someone to just want to help the person. But you still have to have boundaries and protect yourself.
Have to have boundaries.
And that's a hard lesson when she's obviously being compassionate to him.
Yeah.
And he could take that for granted. And I get sometimes literally, it's like a sign above someone's head when I do readings, like warning, and it's like flashing in red.
Mm. That sounded like a warning.
Yeah. It's like,
that one did.
warning, danger. What is that from that show? Warning, danger.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. Yay.
I'm dating myself.
I love that show. No shame about it.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Tony. Really appreciate you sharing with us. I'm sure we all got something good out of that, a good reminder. And
yes, ladies, boundaries.
Boundaries, that's right. make a necklace. We should make a necklace called So there you go. Okay. Well, we're rolling along. You're ready for another one?
Yes. Well, let's go for another one.
Okay. All right. The 715 area code we're going for next. Just a moment, please.
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Richard.
Your name's
Richard?
And okay.
I'd like an intuitive reading.
Okay. On what topic?
Around, if you see my music leading to a career, and I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I regularly feel somebody touching my hand and it feels like I just stepped through a spider web, so I know somebody's trying to tell me something.
Okay, so when you're practicing your music, you feel like someone's touching you, you said? Your hand?
I can feel somebody touch my hand. I can actually feel somebody sit down beside me.
Okay, so do you play guitar?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so let me look at your music career, okay? Okay, let me look at your music career because I love you musicians, so I feel like part of the reason why you might feel someone, I've talked to a lot of musicians who've passed on, whether they're in any area of success, and they love inspiring and helping people. So my sense, it's probably not even anyone you know. It's kind of like what I see on the other side, musicians kind of pull it, you're pulling it from the same place. So when I look at your career, what I'm looking at is, do you? It looks like you do a lot of your own writing, your own music. I see you singing, so I don't know if that means you're supposed to sing or that you are singing. Are you singing with your music?
Yeah, actually, I've been told I sound vocally a lot like David Gates. So.
What's that? Sorry, if I apologize, if I don't know who he is, but what does that sound? Is it raspy, kind of, or folky?
No, he's got more of a mellow voice. His music, I guess you would call kind of a country, rock, blues
mixture. That makes sense.
He sang, his biggest song probably was Goodbye Girl, that you might know.
Okay. Because I kind of, when I saw you singing, it felt kind of folky, so I guess it's more country, but they're kind of similar. Because my feeling is that you should stick to definitely writing your own music. But are you by yourself in this? You don't have you don't have someone doing your music with you, right?
No, I only started playing about 2.5 years ago. I just had an overwhelming urge to pick up the guitar and start learning to play it.
That's great. That's the way it goes. But I actually feel like it would help your career if you brought in a woman to work with you. I kind of feel like I like the dynamic of your voice and her voice, and I feel like it would inspire you a little bit more to have a partner to write with and to sing with and to do gigs, because you're not doing any gigs, right? You're just kind of doing this on your own.
Yeah, I'm just strictly practicing. I can actually copy most of my favorite guitarists already, and I'm actually quite a bit faster than they are, so I actually have to sit there and regularly tell myself to kind of slow down.
Yeah, so what I would do is get a female partner, and start going to open mics and start honing an act. Don't worry about recording or anything like that. You need to just focus on live performances and getting feedback and getting used to being in front of people and getting the energy flowing back at you. So find someone female to work with. Just put like an ad out or something like on Craigslist or anywhere you're local. Like start going to open mics at cafes and bars and things and start really getting into the groove of the idea of performing. Great.
Yeah.
That, and then the person trying to help you. Did your father pass?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since I was 20 years old. He's out in the L.A. area. That's where I was born.
Okay. I don't know. I just got a feeling it could be him, but it's okay. That's a whole other thing. But I would just talk to the person who's trying to help you write music and just have him help you guide you to the right partner, because you need a partner, a singing
band. Yeah, I've seen the band's face a couple of times when looking out the corner of my eye, and it looked a lot like one of my favorite guitarists, Gary Moore, who had passed away about 9 months ago.
Oh, okay. It could be. But with musicians, it could be a lot of people. Just start talking to the person. It's more important that you just let the inspiration come through you, and it's also more important that you actually get out and start performing in front of people, and I feel like a partner is going to help with that. Great.
Yes. Yeah, I've also been thinking about moving from where I am to back to the L.A. area. I'm in Wisconsin right now.
That would be very helpful, because you're going to have a lot more success in the area like this.
All right, Richard.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's some great information. And best of luck to you on that. And we'll look forward to hearing your music should you pursue that. That's so great. Okay. Great. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Yeah, musicians kind of pull from the same energy that I feel like I pull, which is why I like to use music in my I teach classes on how to hone your abilities, and I love to use music, especially music with added lyrics sometimes too, because the words also hit vibrations. So but I feel like musicians kind of come download the same way I do. Well, artists in general, you know.
Yeah.
You know how that feeling of they're feeling like they're getting inspired and downloaded. I feel like it's all the same.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like a music that touches you and it lifts your vibration.
Lifts your vibration, exactly.
It's just wonderful. Okay, we're getting a lot of little bangs in the
studio
tonight.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of activity. That's like my normal everyday life at home.
Okay. Are you going to take them back with you?
I will clear it out. Don't worry.
All right. No, we only have good spirits here.
That's a good point to bring up, that if you have activity in your house, just remember you have the power to remove it and just say, leave, be gone. That could even be someone anxious for somebody who knows. So let's just take the next call.
Let's just see. Okay.
We never know.
We're going to go now over to the 956 area code. Let's see if someone's knocking on the door for you.
Melanie, you may be getting an intuitive ring. Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what kind of reading were you looking to get?
Intuitive.
Okay, on what subject matter?
Work. The thing is that I want to know if you see me getting fired or like getting some kind of a written thing.
Okay.
Because my supervisor asked me out, and you know, like we kept saying that somebody was walking by, and I'm not sure if they saw anything.
Okay, so your supervisor asked you out, but it feels like you liked it.
Yeah.
Like you're not upset about it. I don't get that feeling that you like that they asked you out, but you're worried that other people found out and you're going to get in trouble?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. He's okay, so my feeling is no, you're not going to get in trouble. I feel like are you like in a retail place or something?
Why
do I see you kind of hanging out like in a hallway in front of a door or something, and there's a lot of people? Where do you work?
It's a hotel.
Oh, a hotel. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's cool. I've always wanted to work in a hotel. I know that sounds weird, but listen, this is my feeling. This happens all the time in your line of work. And I think they'd have to fire a million people if everybody who got asked dated each other. I feel that whoever saw this is a little bit nosy, but I don't see any danger for you on that. Was it a female that saw you?
No, it was a male.
Oh, okay. Then
a waiter that saw us. So, I don't know if he's going to say anything.
Who's the female, though? Because I don't have any feeling. I don't have any hits on him. I don't think he could care. I just don't feel like he cares. But there is a female that looks nosy.
Yeah.
And
she
wears
like
her hair in a ponytail a lot, and she's kind of annoying to you. Like, I don't want to get you in trouble, so I shouldn't say that. But she's a little bit, like, hyperactive a little bit. Like someone who's always in everyone's business. Who is this person? Because I feel like she's the one you got to be careful about.
She's actually a cook, but she doesn't like me at all.
I can see that. You know why? She's jealous. So it's not because she doesn't like you. She's just one of those female workers that's jealous of you. So what you need to do is around her, be extra careful. But to be honest, I really feel like everyone else is pretty cool that you work with, and they don't like her very much, so they would help cover you, like if she ever gave you a problem, because nobody really likes her.
She already tried to get in trouble once.
Yeah, nobody likes her. She's like that girl in school who tells on people, and you know, that annoying girl in school that, you know, work is just like high school all over again. But she's like that annoying girl who like tells on people and like tries to butt in people's business. So around her, be careful. But don't worry, everyone has your back because they don't like her. The guy could care less. I think if anything, he probably thought it was funny or something. And you guys just be careful when you're at work, and you'll be fine. I don't see any problems.
But does it matter that he's older than me? Because I just broke up with my other boyfriend like 3 days ago, and we all worked together. So,
okay. Well, you're worried about your boy. I feel like the guy who likes you is, you know, he's a little smart and mature. I don't see him doing dumb things at work that's going to expose you. You know what
I
mean?
He's actually 20 years older than me.
Okay. Well, that's a lot. But if you like him, If you like him, it's fine. If you're asking about the relationship in general, I feel like it's probably going to be a nice stint for you and just kind of enjoy it. I don't know if I see a long-term thing, but, you know, he's settled and he likes you. I mean, he likes you a lot, and I think he'll be careful, and he's not going to get you in trouble. He doesn't want to get you in trouble at work. So as far as your work goes, you're safe. As far as relationship goes, just, you know, just try to just date him. I don't see any bad red flags when it comes to him, other than you might be a little weirded out that he's older than you.
Oh, well, I guess I like older men, but I'm not going to have any problems with my ex, right, because he also works with me.
No, you're not going to have problems at work because the guy that you're dating is going to be very discreet. So no one's going to,
okay,
unless you get all giggly around him, no one's going to know.
Okay.
And I kind of see that your boyfriend, I don't see him exactly the jealous type, but he might, obviously he wouldn't like it if you were, it would be embarrassing to him. So you cannot show it at work.
Okay.
And don't worry about it because I don't see you working there much longer. Not because
really?
You'll get fired. Not because you'll get fired, so don't freak out, because you're going to find something else. So don't worry about it. I think
okay.
It looks like by summer you get a different job, kind of similar. I don't know if you live by the beach.
I used to live by the beach, but I moved somewhere else.
Because I feel like I see it's like by the beach or something, kind of at a hotel. So I wouldn't worry about it. Like, this is fine. This is all temporary, and you're not in danger of losing your job. The guy's really cool. He's going to be really discreet. He's mature. So don't stress about it. I just don't see it. And stay away, and don't let that girl find anything out, because she's nosy, nosy, nosy.
Yeah, I know. The last time she almost caught her, so.
Yeah, stop doing stuff at work. That's not a good plan. Bad plan.
Okay.
First step, okay? You don't have to be psychic
okay.
to know that. Not a good plan. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
No,
are you welcome?
Thank
bye.
Thank you for sharing that one. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well,
so
Adela,
I think
we've got 3 minutes left.
Yeah, for
it's
three.
Blue.
I know. So we can maybe, I don't think we can do one in 3 minutes. Last time we did that, person got knocked off. So I don't want to do
okay.
the three-minute half-baked
okay.
reading.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to remind people that if you would like a reading, I read at the Green Man Store. So you can go to the Green Man Store, literally all those words together, .com, and you'll see how to book a reading for me with me there. Or you can go to my website at adelalavine.com, and has all the info how to book a reading and all about my readings. I'm on Facebook at Adela Levine, and I'm on Twitter for Adela Medium. So those are all ways to figure out how to book a reading from me. I'll be on here. I also do gallery reads. That's when I do a group reading for about 10. Usually we have about 10 to 20 people. Everyone gets a reading for $20.
Sure everybody's read.
Everyone's read, and I like to keep my gallery reads small for that reason. But it is only medium readings, so there's not intuitive readings. So, you can, and we're having a psychic fair come up. So the psychic fair is $10 for 20 minutes, so check that out on the Green Man website.
Great. Okay, that's good. Some good information.
Yeah.
And I think that what we'll do is you were going to want to talk about some really interesting things about pets, so we'll have to wait until
next show. I want to talk about what people have a lot of questions, and I did an interesting reading today for a woman who just wanted to talk to only her pets who have crossed over, and I did one in Utah, so we will talk about that next week, about understanding how pets cross over and what their purpose is with us and all that.
Yeah, because we sure love them as much.
Yeah,
as
we
them.
Do.
Yeah.
And you can talk to them and feel them as well.
That's great. Oh, thank you so much. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us here at Alternative
Thank
Talk
you.
Radio.
I always have fun.
And thank you, Adela. You just rock everybody's world and open our eyes to so much that we need to see. So thank you again. All right, everybody, take good care, and until next time, blessings, and talk to your loved ones, even if they're on the other side.
Talk to them, talk to them. They love to hear from you, not me.